Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Let me see the little cumbia movements from you guys. Yo, what? A little bit of Selena Quintanilla. What's good, After Buzzers? It's Stephanie Georgie. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are on Chapter 37, but before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page below. Find us on SoundCloud, on iTunes, rate us 5 stars, let us know what you think. And I do have a question. Well, actually, first follow me on Twitter, at Stephanie Georgie, and then follow these homies over here. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kylie Hodges. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Kylie Hodges, and I would just like to say I'm so excited to be on this panel.
I love
Jane the Virgin, and I love Selena, and I'm very excited to be here right now.
She's our, like, she likes to say, güerita. She's our white girl.
Soy la güera,
but she's still, like, super Latina in her heart.
Oh, gracias.
Anyway.
Muchas gracias.
Hey, guys. Sean Overman here, and you can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, guys. Sam Davidson. I'm back. So
welcome.
But if Kylie's the white girl, then what am I?
La otra güera. The other white girl.
I'm the primera.
La primera.
That's right. You can find me on SamD43, Twitter, Instagram, the Primera Blanca Chica.
Yes.
Todo está correcta.
Oh my god.
Awesome. So the original question I was going to ask you is, are you guys curious about a celebrity boyfriend midlife crisis? Enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood? Amused by old TV and movie references? Then you'll love The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Join AfterBuzz creator and Maria Menounos' fiance, Kevin Undergaro, along with AfterBuzzers co-host Roxy Starr, Ashley Daniels, Jesse Janity, and others for all the insanity. Watch live Monday and Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time at thetomorrowshow.com, or subscribe or download free on iTunes. Go to thetomorrowshow.com for more information. Okay, so on the Jane the Virgin After Show, we start with a flashback, which I love because abuela and Latinos, they have so many superstitions. And the first one that we see is abuela's brooming,
sweeping.
Or sweeping for, oh, wow. There goes, I swear, like, English is my first language, but
brumeando.
She's brooming. She's sweeping. I know, oh my god. Okay, so
I think that's white girls are rubbing off on you too much.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Brumeando.
Brumeando. She's sweeping, and then Jane kind of gets in the way of something, and she says, Jane, be careful, because if you sweeps over someone's foot, that means you'll never get married. So I like that they start with the flashback, because she's always been superstitious, and it kind of followed her with this whole Pablo storyline, where this is her ex-love, and she said that when she first met him, they got busy on
some, a patch of grass.
On a I was going to say on some pasto, also known as sacate for all you Mexicans out there. And then plants died, the neighborhood kind of went crazy, now there's frost in the summer, and so... She believes it.
Had you ever heard that superstition before?
The broom
in
one?
Your family? Yeah.
I feel like I have.
Really?
You know, I have it, and I'm pretty up to date in my superstitions. Like, I was a little freak growing up. I'm not going to lie. My parents, like, wanted to send me to a therapist because I was like, mirror break 7 years. It's over. Well, I got to just hide away.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear about the broom one, so that was new to me. It's another thing I have to freak out about. Awesome.
Because when she just said it, sweep. I wasn't like, what? I was like, wait, that makes sense.
Of course, when a broom brushes my toes, I can't be wetted. I know. Obviously.
We have a lot more than that. Is it because the potential husbands are not going to, or the suitors are not going to want you because you have dirty feet?
Yeah.
But you know what? I know-ish do remember hearing that. Just not paying no mind to it, because there are so many superstitions, like I said. But like I was saying, there's
men
a super.
Don't care.
What?
I said men don't care.
No. Yeah. I mean, dirty feet. Either.
Are those toes? Have they been swept over?
No, there's a.
Can't get
I'll
married.
Talk to my mom about it and I'll bring it back to you guys, all right? We have the superstition, but then this entire episode, he seems to be very. Pues maldición, because it looks like it the whole time. What do you guys think?
I'm a big fan of this Pablo. What's his name?
Alonso
Pablo
Alonso
Segura. I'm a big fan just because I love seeing Abuela out of her comfort zone. But, like, she's never going to change completely 180, and that's what I like about her. She stays super true to herself, and, like, she's all about those, like, old school values. Yeah, but when you see her, like, putting on the sexy dress, or, like, you know, that's Abuela just tiptoeing a little bit over her comfort zone, and I love that.
By the way, I think that was Jane's dress.
Was
she
it?
Was wearing it in the earlier same, scene.
The blue, yeah, in the same episode.
Yeah, in the same episode. It was like a bluish purple. I'm a little colorblind, but I don't know which color
it was. No, I agree, because she had it during the dinner with the parents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
Abuela looked really good. I've never seen her like this in 37 episodes. Oh my gosh. I'm like, whoa. She's a jill.
She's a jill. That's right.
Or a gill.
Or a Abuela. Gilf.
And is it gif or jif?
Gif or jif.
Exactly. That's so funny. So as far as the superstition goes, or the cursing, I think that they're manifesting the whole thing, or he really is bad luck.
Well, there's no reason to bring him into the storyline. There's two reasons. One would be to kind of, like, break Abuela out of her comfort zone and to show that these things don't exist. The other is to, like, wreak havoc on the storyline, which does not need any more, like, wreaking havoc on.
Of course.
But it could just be, I kind of hope it's the first and that they laugh at it and it's like, oh, wow, we're in love.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll probably do a spin on both of the things that I said and find a weird medium in between it.
I agree.
Yeah, everything can't go perfect for Jane and Michael, so they had to throw in this curse to make it so that all kinds of crazy crap's happening around them, mm-hmm. and to maybe at some point it's going to make them doubt.
Yeah.
I think that the water thing, though, is going to be, like, a logistical. Like, I feel like all of his cursing moments are just going to be coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, they have. Where's the logic?
I'm all asking, like, wait, guys, this curse might be real.
I noticed, too, when he got out of the car, that his spurs on his boots were hearts. How funny
were
is
they
that?
Really?
They were hearts.
I want those. That's dope.
Super bless cool. The costume department.
Spurs, if you ever rock some spurs, girl, you better take a picture, put some hearts, and tag me.
That's how you know this guy is like.
Legit, don't quit.
OG viejo caballero.
Yes.
Right there. He's like total cowboy dude. And right? He even had the huge mustache.
Something's out of control.
The vaquero cowboy mustache, man. And it was so funny because it was gross. Yeah, it's kind of gross a little bit. But it's funny because they like exaggerated it in the shadow.
Totally.
It's like, it looked like a lift mustache.
Yeah, even right? On his face, though. I mean, it goes all the way out to here.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those mustaches that connect to the sideburns?
Oh,
that's nasty.
This is supposed to be a judge-free zone, but I'm sorry. Fix that.
Fix that.
No one's ever said that looks cute. Also, I think Pablo Alonso Segura kind of looks like he smells like tobacco.
I was thinking.
And like whiskey or like some sort of.
Tequila? Like mezcal?
Yeah, tequila. Okay, yeah. He's got.
But maybe
some
like
mezcal.
Leather, too. You know, just like kind of an old school, like not a bad smell.
A musty leather, like found in the basement leather.
Like new, like musty old shoes that are still good.
Yeah.
But from your grandpa.
Like quality leather. Yeah.
You guys, let us know if you agree. I would love to see a flashback of old school. Old, like, when
other
he was
people?
Sexy.
Oh, him.
Him.
The actor?
The actor. Well, you know.
Because they've shown Abuela when she was young.
Yeah.
And she looked really good.
I'd like to see him when he was young.
I bet we'll see.
No, I don't.
No, you'll feel different.
The mustache was even bigger back in the day.
Oh, jeez.
He's probably going to have a big sombrero, too.
It was definitely darker.
Yeah.
less salt. Okay, so next subject, and y'all know I like to go save the best for last. We have Jane has to, because she has to leave Chavez, Professor Chavez, mm-hmm. she moves on to a lady advisor whom I think will help her because she has, it's, what does she call it? The battle?
Bechdel test.
The Bechdel test.
And you know what's so funny is I feel like they just wrote this into the script because this was a huge controversy in like previous weeks and they were talking about it around like Oscar time. Mm-hmm. And it was this whole Bechdel testing. And that was the first time I ever heard of it listening to NPR. I was like, they're bringing it into this show too.
So the controversy was that Oscar nominated scripts weren't passing the Bechdel test?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I think so.
That's really
Does that
funny.
Go in reverse, though, for men? I mean, I'm sure they pass it, which is sad all the time. Is that what it is?
I was kind of thinking about that, too. It's like, men and women, we both are intertwined in each other's lives, and there's always so much romance, like, no matter what, going on in humans' lives.
But I get that females focus more, like, on the men. Yeah. Like, that's what's more important to us, where a dude is like, amazing, look at this. You know, like, something random.
Or it's, like, about drugs, or, like, careers, or, like, a fight, or something.
They have so many more interests. I mean, it's also that's how the fun. Down, not
but
that we don't.
It is sexist, in a way, you know, like, to think about it, like, from that perspective. But, yeah, it's just... Overall, it's interesting how they were able to work this in there. And I'm sure the writers got struck with inspiration from the news.
That is funny. However, I have to say that Jane needed this, though. Because, it was the same thing that Professor Chavez was trying to get her to do when he was having her write about science fiction and history and all of this stuff, just so that she can kind of get out of that. Ultimately, it's going to help her writing.
This is a tool for that she's learning from her new advisor so that she can add it to her tool set, her toolbox as a writer, so she can add more of those layers in her craft.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I want to, like, get in shape, you know, and I get a personal trainer, it's never a guy. Ever. Right. And he's never hot. You can't do that. And so that is why she needs a mentor that is a woman. And because she was not concentrating, and she wasn't maybe doing exactly her best work. So it's going to be hard, and I don't really exactly like this lady. But
me neither, but we'll see. We'll probably bring her up more throughout this recap. Next we have Rogelio. So finally, which I was waiting for this whole kidnapping to be over because I was already done with Paola. She was pissing me off, or Lola. And of course, good old Michael
saves the day.
Yep. Didn't I predict that last time?
Yeah, I mean, of course he was going to. And thank goodness Jane finally, like, an event was happening where the worry, you know, kind of set in. The worryingness.
Yes. It finally set in. And Michael got the call because he's a detective. Mm-hmm. And he just did what any normal cop would do. You know, he took the steps to go visit Rogelio and say, oh, there's something off here. There's something even more off there. There's chains. And he, like, connects everything. He obviously sees what's going on.
Of course. I'm sure that's how he lives his life.
Yeah. So before the murder-suicide of the lovers.
Michael made it look so easy.
He did. You know what? That's what I didn't like.
And she didn't fight very hard. She was like, oh no, you're arresting me.
He was like this, like a little wrist grab, like, stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
I was even like, I should start saving people. That looks easy.
But she was also an idiot, for one. And two, it's not like he was just like, oh, someone's kidnapping. It's just that, you know, the box was outside. He kind of heard something. Yeah. Went to kind of creep around just because he does that by nature. And then she doesn't look strong.
He does that by nature.
No.
Creeps.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I was Creepy's thinking, because when he was struggling with her, I was like, where's the gun? Oh, no. I thought she had a gun in her hand.
She did.
He took it away.
That's the first thing. When she walked back in, he put himself in a position to be able to wrap around her and grab her arm.
I felt like they were struggling with it. I thought someone was going to get shot and it was going to be stupid, like in the foot or, you know,
shoulder.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it was a little easy. It's like, dude, Rogelio, come on. You've been stuck in there that long? Like, you could have figured this out.
Right? I was, not to desensitize that entire, like, you know, thing that happened to him, I was really surprised at how his reaction was. But I was happy to see him be affected by it that way. Like, I thought he was just going to be, like, you know, the normal Rogelio, but he was, you know, traumatized.
And
it was
really
nice to see that. Yeah.
At first, I thought he was just saving his story because he was like, he wanted to be make it a bigger deal for the media, make himself more famous, add to his millions of Twitter followers. But yeah, he was really traumatized. So when he had that conversation with Jane, I felt like, whoa, I really feel like, I feel like a lot of pity for him now.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was just being selfish.
Right.
But it was a totally different side of him.
Sure. And he's just so used to talking, you know, joyously. And I'm sure it was a weird feeling for him to have. And it's funny because during that, the telenovela scene, when he's kissing the girl, the way he, like, backed away, I was like, oh, Aurelio, what's wrong?
you caught it.
Like, I was like, what's, you know, that's so weird. But it, like I said, I mean, I loved it. And it was really emotional.
Interesting because it's kind of like a woman that has been, you know, molested by a man or something. And she, like, can't kiss a man and she's freaked out. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Rogelio couldn't use his tongue during, like, the kissing scene during the telenovela, that was his kind of, you know, I'm messed up right now. I can't use my tongue.
And I hope he's not, like, going to be disgusted with women. Not disgusted, but just, you know, not feeling about it.
Scared.
I'm hoping that this will result in him realizing now more than ever that he loves Zoe.
Mm-hmm. And well, but that the kid thing doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That he's like, I can overlook that. I love you, and that's what's most important. I just want them to be together.
Yeah. I thought that's what was going to happen when they reunited. I thought they were just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, but they can't do that right away, because it's going to make it too easy for us, the audience, to be like, yes, they're back together.
Right.
You're absolutely so right.
So that was nice. And I have to say that I really love that even though Jane missed out on her engagement party, it was so important for her to say, no, this is more important. Like, he needed that validation after her missing his red carpet.
And also, like, how not understanding of Michael's parents.
They are jerks.
Like, okay. I understand you'd be miffed if this girl who broke your son's heart isn't at her engagement party, but as a parent, couldn't you understand that your child being there for you is a big deal? And also, the dude got kidnapped.
Right. I'm really surprised that they didn't
such a-holes.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't show a part of Michael explaining that part to them.
Yeah.
Like, he just got kidnapped. That's the only reason why she's
like,
we get it.
She's a nice person.
Right. Like, all over the newspapers. And in a way, it seems like it maybe should have impressed them, you know, be like, oh, okay.
See,
like,
she was
failing it.
The parents were too busy with their errands, like the mom with her book club, and she didn't read the papers. She didn't get an opportunity to.
Parents are, cuckoo, you know, all of them are different. Like Petra, whom I think has postpartum depression.
Dude, definitely. That's what I was thinking at, like, near the end.
Yeah, and she could be one of those moms that just don't like it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's a rich community, and I have a lot of those moms come in that cut, like, with those nurses, the nanny nurses, during the day, some of them have uniforms, other ones they don't. Boy. And it just blows my mind because they're just not, and there's one family that comes in and they're older, right? The parents are, like, older, but they have this beautiful little girl, but she does not leave the nanny.
Mm.
And she's old enough to talk and stuff. Exactly. And she's just giving her love and touching her face and kissing her, blah, blah. And then it's one really embarrassing. Sweetie, no, like, oh my God, lady, shut up. What are you doing? Like, she looks like an idiot. And I don't know, but just some people don't have the time for it. And I definitely see Petra. I mean, one, it could be the postpartum depression, but I can see her just not wanting to be a part of that.
She's just really selfish.
She is.
Well, and I have a feeling Petra's mom was raising her like that, too.
It's a social thing.
Captain Hook or whatever her name is. She's like Mad the worst person ever. Yeah.
She learned it from her mom, and she's passing it on to her next generation. Hopefully, though, Roth is gonna change her mind about how she feels about that. It looks like that's the way it's going.
Okay. Women from that family are not doing well. I wish she would have popped out some boys, because they might have a dying chance there. Mm. But these little girls,
aww.
I know, they're so cute, but it's really pretty and beautiful how Roth is kind of taking to them.
See, if they were boys, they would probably be more aggressive later in the future and more, like, criminalistic and bloodthirsty. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of still think, or I'm wondering if the girls are going to end up not being Roth's.
They look, yeah, they
really
look,
they like they like gave they have... the wrong sperm
again.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why.
See, yeah, I don't see any of like the Latino in the kids. Like they're like
right?
so. Yeah, maybe when they get older, they'll change features a little bit. But
sure,
I feel like they're super blonde.
Sure, because I mean, a lot of
babies,
the pigmentation doesn't even come through later until
yeah.
later. But
I like that though, because then what if they don't find out that he's not the father until like. Way down the road.
And obviously he's not going to leave their side, but
exactly.
it will still make it easier to know that yes. his only child is with Jane.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which
oh,
I'm
here
a fan
we go
of that.
Again.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I'm saving that bad boy for last. But
so we
go
got
for
two
it.
Over here for Team Raph. Leaning towards
no, she's just she
leaning
she
towards
switched
Michael.
To Team Michael 2 weeks ago.
Let me explain. I'm a white girl that has a preference for the tall, dark, and handsome Latino men. Therefore, I gravitate towards Raphael. However, with this new engagement with Jane and Michael, I was telling you guys,
yeah,
I like
talk.
That he went and got a little wounded because their relationship before was like so rose-colored glasses,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I agree.
And now that they've like gone through some life together, if this is it, then I think that. It's good that they're together, but obviously I like the idea of Jane being with Mateo's daddy.
But, yeah. No, but I agree 100% with the wounding part, because that's what we all said from the beginning. We're like, yeah, let them all just kind of experience different things because they needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And what the thing that she said right before he proposed to her was that we can't just be us anymore. Like, things need to happen to us and we need to deal with them the way they didn't. Prior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And at the same time, it's like, Michael just keeps proving himself, because I love to see his dynamic with Raph in, and we'll go ahead and transition into this storyline, with Raph's brother, Derek.
Mm.
So I love that no matter what, he's still trying to take care of Raph. Like, he's looking out for him, you know? I mean, I'm sure he understands it's Mateo's dad and everything, but... and it's easier
what,
now that he
they're
has
gonna
Jane.
Be best friends. I mean,
not best friends, but you can. They're very comfortable with each other, regardless of their hatred.
Mm-hmm.
They're comfortable in a professional sense. He needs Raph to do this undercover investigation thing.
All right,
but and I don't think Michael has like any malicious intentions in him. Mm-hmm. The only time he's ever done something that we wouldn't like, it's been out of. Like, a love for Jane mm-hmm. or a love for Mateo. It's never like he's this evil person.
Yeah.
So, I like him and Raph working together. This Derek character, though, I don't know about him and his perfectly scruffy face.
He's supposed to be, like, the tall, dark, mysterious character.
But Raph's right. already like, tall, dark, and mysterious.
No, he's not. Raph is not mysterious. Raph is, like, the clear bad boy, right? Because he
yeah.
has his, like, his mm. troubled past and everything. And he's a rich kid, right?
But
so
he also had
Derek.
Cancer, so now he's been, you know...
That too.
Yeah.
That also strikes
born again.
A chord. Yeah, exactly. And then we have Derek, who is just like him, but he's just got longer hair, and he's more screwed up, very mysterious. He's like the other child.
The dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, he's probably like his mother.
Well, yeah, but did he grow up with his mother? Because he said that they started taking things away, or was it... Yeah, so he got to grow up with
her.
Mm-hmm. Where Raph didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But just because he grew up with her doesn't mean that she wasn't awful, so... Possibly Raph might have looked out or dodged a bullet on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like they were both the same in regards to their, like, trauma
mm-hmm.
with her.
Yeah, it'd be cool if brother wasn't so, like, weird and not think, oh, did you think this was a gun? Yeah, we thought this was a gun.
What if this whole, like, bigger picture of, like, the mystery with, like, Mooner and all this stuff, like, what if Derek is, like, the head honcho
Whoa.
Of this, like...
The son's...
Yeah,
like
of like
he's taking
this whole,
the throne
like,
or something, or he's
yeah.
like,
yeah, I mean, I'll
like,
be honest, the storyline of the
Mooner's
whole Mooner
retiring.
Thing is like way in the back of my mind. I'm busy thinking about like how many times this episode will I see Raph without a shirt,
yeah,
but
in his pants these days,
those things getting tighter.
Getting tighter. I'm a fan, and him in that leather jacket, I mean, I wasn't upset,
right?
About it.
Me neither. I was like, ooh, where'd you get that? Shoo.
Sorry, Sean. Anyway.
It's
okay.
Every time there's boobs in a scene, that's the first thing he notices.
He's like, jackpot.
Yeah. He's like, did you see her breasts in that scene? I'm like, no. I believe you.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Tienen mucho personalidad.
Thank you. I liked that.
Yes.
Anyways, I was just saying that I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if like Derek's storyline somehow tied into like the whole evil conspiracy
it's,
crime
it's
thing
going
on.
To we just got rid of Rose
yeah
so.
I just want them to be brothers
but do we really
it's gonna happen
Raph is so stupid that after everything he's been through with all this crazy stuff, that he really goes, you're my bro.
No, he's trying to play him back.
I want to say, hashtag early prediction. Yeah. He's doing that in front of Derek so Derek can trust him and really open up to him.
And so Derek can think that he's a dum-dum and just do like...
And just spill his guts.
Exactly.
I hope so.
He's manipulating Derek.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sorry, Derek. You ain't gonna play our ref.
But if you want to come on the show anytime soon, we'd be welcome to have you.
So we'll see what happens with that. And then finally, this is the good stuff for me. So I think that a mother knows best, and the mother of Michael, Patricia, has an issue with Jane and Michael.
Nope. I think they're just jerks. I think they're just jerks.
I get they're being jerks, but at the same time, this is what I loved about this, is that when everyone brought this up, is that, Jane, you have an issue. Not everyone's going to like you. And that's the thing about Jane since we started the series. She's been perfect with everyone. And I'm really nice, but I'll accept when someone doesn't like me, and it's the same thing with her. Like, she needs to know that not everyone's gonna see her in that light. Sometimes that's too much. Like, some people need not the bad side, but regardless, she showed it. At the end of the day, she did drop Michael. What Michael's parents said are valid, meaning, sorry, sweetheart, and the fact that you guys are gonna get married so quickly, like, I just don't trust it. You know, they were in a very serious relationship, and he did a lot for her. So I get his mom. Because I don't want them to be together.
Yeah.
Because I see, like, that dinner scene, he proved it to me. Like, that was amazing, and so did she.
Totally defended her.
Yeah, and then she...
And took her out of the bad situation,
too. Yes, but also her response at the engagement party was perfect. Like, then I'm sorry, and I hope you get to like me, because at the end of the day, suegras, a.k.a. mother-in-laws, they're a lot, and they're not going to like you.
Suegras.
Yeah, you have to deal with them.
But don't you think that, so not everyone's going to like you, you know, co-workers, whomever, but it is, and she said it in, like, Zoe told her exactly that, and Jane said, no, but this is, like, my future in-laws, that's not just anybody. Mm-hmm. Yes, she wants her new mentor, professor, to like her, but that doesn't matter as much as these people do. Like, I kind of understand where she's coming from. If anyone, she's trying to make someone like her, like...
That counts.
That's it, yeah.
Right, which I'm not taking that away from her. I'm just saying that in this situation, you know, I'm happy that it ended with her saying, okay, I get it. Good, you should get it. That's all. Because, I think that they have a point. Like, how are you not going to be hesitant? And because if she did it, man, if she could leave him, and I guess she went through a lot, if she couldn't leave him once like that, I just think it would take more than them dating again for, 3 months? Even though their hearts were there, like, they just don't know yet.
Yeah, but she was artificially inseminated, and it's a...
messed her up.
It threw everything out of whack in her life. Mm-hmm. And his life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how Michael felt. He probably felt super weird, like, what? It showed it in the first episode, the pilot episode.
The only reason why I want Michael and Jane to be together is because I don't want Michael to get hurt again. But otherwise, I don't see their chemistry.
You know what? I was thinking about that during their scenes because they were kind of like high five and
they're
like...
They're two friends.
They're besties. Yes,
they're
like besties, but you know what? Yes, I could see the lack of romance there, but that's because they've been together for years. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking like, that's like me and my wife, kind of. Like, sure, we give each other a hug and a kiss, you know, but eventually over time, it's not like we're like making out every second, time, you know. Right. Like, she... Like, I could see my wife, like, from a long trip, like, coming back from Vegas after not seeing her for 3 days, like, jumping on me and being like, all right, babe, I'm glad to be back, you know. But then them, it's just like Michael and Jane, they're just like, oh, we see each other every day, cool, yeah, whatever. You know, that's cool, like, but they still have the romantic time, you know, mm-hmm. when necessary, but it's just like an everyday exchange.
Yeah.
And that's, ultimately, it comes down to your spouse is, like, your best friend.
Yes. But... The scene when Jane goes to drop off Mateo with Raf, even when Raf confides with Jane, the way they spoke to each other, as much as they weren't trying to do anything, like, she does this little thing, she's like, okay, I'll see you guys in a little bit. Even that touch was more to me! I'm just tripping,
y'all. That's because you want.
I'm tripping,
no, dude, I want it.
I have selective eyesight.
Jane and Raf have one of those, like, passionate relationships where it's either, like, you're so on or you're so off. And Michael, I think, is the safe choice because he's relatable and he's easy and she knows what she's getting into with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Raph is, I mean, his family is all over the place. Yeah. He's a gajillionaire. I mean, there's just a lot of unknowns with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think at this point, too, no matter what Raph would... If Jane were to have chose him, he would have been on her side the whole time. He would not have left her. But the thing is that Raph's family... Like, and now this new guy's introduced, and he's kind of scary, super hot. But for the baby, you know, to be around this family is kind of toxic. But regardless, that's going to happen mm-hmm. because it's his dad. And she leaves him there all the time.
Yeah.
We're missing Larissa. She hasn't been there in, what, 2 episodes? Yeah. Feels like.
Where is she now? She's rehab, right?
Is she in rehab? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because she started drinking again, and then Barnett was like,
she'll make yourself
feel better.
She'll make a comeback, and it'll be disastrous. Classic Louisa.
Classic Louisa. It'll be disastrous and probably super hot and sexual.
What if she's invited to the wedding and then she makes some kind of trash. She gets super drunk.
She's like, you're not supposed to be with him. You're supposed to be with my brother.
Which I'll love her for that if she doesn't.
Here's a thought. What about when it comes to the wedding with inviting people? I'm sure they're going to talk about this next week. Will Raphael be there?
Of course.
Won't Raphael be there?
That'd be really rude.
How mopey is he going to be?
Petra and the girls.
I mean, but do you think it would be rude if Raphael wasn't there?
I don't think he'll be invited, but I think that he'll make the decision to either go or not go.
Yeah, I don't. I actually wouldn't mind him not being there. Like, I would totally understand if he wasn't there.
I think it'd be easier for her because I feel like she'll stand there and she'll be like, oh my God, wait.
Yeah.
Do I want him?
Well, she's just like, listen, you're invited, but if you don't want to come, that's totally
fine. I'm sure that's exactly what it's going to be.
So he's an expendable invitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to come and babysit Mateo, cool.
Right. But please don't show your face when I'm on that podium.
Try to look not hot at my wedding.
Yeah. If you could put a bag over your head, that'd be awesome.
Sit a few rows back.
Yeah. We'll see. And then the invites are going to end up being like 200, as we saw in the preview.
Yeah. But she wanted... Was it 75? Rahelio gets 15.
I know.
That's a lot.
That is. Out of the 75, get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what happened to plus one? Dude, you got plus 15. Okay, yeah. I guess. I mean, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
Well, I have some predictions that I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Okay, let's
hit
it. Let it out.
And now.
I think I've said this before, but I'm pretty certain now, and I don't like this, but I think Michael's gonna die.
What?
Yeah.
You scared Stephanie G.
Dude. Okay.
Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God, then you know what? I think I want him to be with Jane.
Yeah.
I know.
You just switched my shit up.
You would rather he be with Jane than dead.
Yeah.
Yes. Their relationship flashed in front of Stephanie's eyes.
It did.
And she realized Michael and Jane should be together.
Oh my God, I feel like I can't breathe right now. That was a dumb prediction, but keep going.
Now I am going. Did you say dumb or dope?
No, dumb, like dumb good. But keep going.
Dumb good?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. There's everyone, you know, there's one true love, but you can maybe have more than one true love. And I think that Michael and Jane...
Oh my God, this is going to be like a Danny situation, like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Oh, it is like a Pearl Harbor.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Oh my gosh.
What? This is a Pearl Harbor situation. So both men are so fabulous. They're making us love both of them so much. Usually if there's a love triangle, you have to villainize one of the ends of the triangle. We're not villainizing anybody. They're both awesome guys. But Raphael is the father of her child. At the end of the day, that is who's going to be together. And Michael has to come back into the picture because she needs to kind of finish the unfinished business. But she's going to have to make a choice. And it's not going to be able to really happen unless she... I kind of feel like she owes him, you know, this time... something, and I think it's going to be tragic, but it's going to lead her and Raphael back together.
Or what if Raph dies then?
Oh.
No, he's not going to die. I think he's good.
You think he's clear?
Danny is the one who died, even though the kid is his in Pearl Harbor.
Oh boy, I haven't thought about that movie in a long time.
Let me piggyback off of your prediction.
But and
I
would say,
I don't think you're crazy now, after I've been thinking about it while we've been speaking. I feel like if he dies... it's going to be because someone from the Mooter organization or the Sin Rostro organization is going to kill him because he's getting way too close.
He's getting way too involved.
Yeah, he's the head detective investigating this whole drug cartel, two drug cartels. So obviously...
Sticking his nose where it doesn't belong.
He's making enemies, but we haven't seen too many of the enemies. Mm-hmm. And they don't go after the cops, really, except, well, we did have his partner die. So, the most part, like, they haven't really gone after the cops except for that. So he would be the most logical person to go next if someone from the cops died. It wouldn't be just like his lieutenant or someone else.
Well, it would
be
protecting Jane or Mateo or something like that.
And their wedding, obviously, it's going to be a public thing. It's probably going to be at the hotel where we've known the drug cartels have been around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be an easy target for them to hit him at the wedding.
Well, that prediction just blew everything out of the water. I don't think we can add anything onto that.
I know, son of a biscuit.
I need a
glass
of whiskey after that.
I do.
I hope you're very wrong.
Oh, man, I cannot believe how you just made me feel right now.
I'm sweaty thinking about it.
I love making you feel, Seth. I make you cry. I make you sweat every time I come
out. She likes making you sweat, my goodness.
Yo también soy muy, muy, muy passionate.
I thought you were going to say like Mojada.
I had a sweet moment. Remember? No.
What does Mojada mean?
No, don't say it.
Oh, maybe I didn't catch it then.
Sorry, she would not even say it.
Can you see me?
You
can hear it. You can hear it. It's okay. Wait,
then you can hear me.
We're close to midnight, boys and girls. Right, this is the M-rated after show.
No, I had a Selena moment. You know, she's like, me siento muy
emocionable,
excited.
Oh my god. Okay, well, Selena. R.I.P.
Damn, no, I really don't know what to say because now I'm just thinking about
Sam just dropped the mic on us. She did. And we're just coping now.
I can't even remember what the damn predictions were.
Let me say, while you're thinking, I'll say a boring prediction you can do it. Okay, I feel like everybody's going to go to the wedding. Every freaking person. We're probably going to see all the previous, guest cast members.
We're
going to
see Raniel's daughters, stepdaughters. Oh, I'm saying, Lena's going to be there. Maybe Michael's brother will show up.
I feel like we are going to have the twins go. We're going to have Petro go. We're going to have Raf go. He's going to be holding Mateo. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be there.
And it'll be, disastrous.
Go down.
Some hijinks.
Yes.
Something's going to go down.
Someone's going to spike the punch at the wedding.
Yeah, Rogelio's gonna try and, show his love by having something really over the top and showy, and then Jane's gonna get embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Maybe Charo will officiate.
Then there's going to be more maldición action.
Right.
We're going to have some
I just don't want something bad to happen where Mike's mom is like, I told you.
Yeah, she's like, I knew my son was going to die.
No. Oh, my God, right?
See,
Sam's putting it in the universe, and now it's going
to
happen.
No, you know what? No, why it can't happen. If his parents show up to the wedding, which they will, he can't die. Because that would just be the most awful thing to see.
Yeah, but then what happens when he says, speak now or forever hold your peace? Either mom's going to stand up, or Raph is going to stand up and say something, and then Jane's going to be like, yeah, you're right, or I don't know, man. She seemed pretty solid towards the end, but...
But I feel like Jane also is very... She can easily waver, you know? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she gets super cold feet the night before the wedding.
Mm. Yeah.
She's like... Now I'm distraught, and I'm sweaty, and I need a shower.
Or what if she has to take care of the twins, and then she has a moment with the twins, Mateo and Raph?
What? And then she and Petra become sister wives with Raphael.
And that, my friends, would be the life.
Or actually, Petra just pieces on a private jet. It's like, bye, guys.
Bye.
I can't take this.
I can't do this.
I have to go fly back to Russia.
I always see her giving them up for adoption.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I said that she was going to give them to Jane at the beginning when she got pregnant.
Oh, right.
I was like, she's
not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. I can't handle this.
We did a little bit more than predictions. We kind of went crazy right now. Our best. But where can they find you all on social media?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, SamDavidsonEntertainment.com, and SamDavidson25 on Snapchat.
I feel like the writers are going to use our predictions for the script. And you guys can find me at Sean Austin O on Twitter and Instagram, and check me out on Mob Crush as well.
Ooh. You can tweet at me at the Kylie Hodges, and Instagram is just at Kylie Hodges.
And you can all find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.